schools and libraries across the country are receiving $75 million worth of music CDs. It's the second part of a nationwide antitrust settlement. The music industry is settling charges of keeping the price of compact discs artificially high. Washington State was one of the first to receive its shipment, but as Wendy Kaufman reports, not everybody is excited about what they got.
Karen Farley, a library media specialist, recalls the day last month when more than 25,000 CDs arrived at her office at the Puget Sound Educational Service District. The CDs were bound for schools in Seattle and Western Washington State.
This one is the Crime Stoppers, TV's greatest PI themes.
That's from the 1970s hit The Rockford Files. There were many other vintage tracks.
Harry O, theme from Checkmate, 10-speed and Brown Shoe, and the theme from Magnum P.I.
The music industry valued Farley's shipment at more than $250,000, an average of about $10 a disc. But the P.I. themes had a Super Saver sticker on the wrapper, the kind you might see at a discount store. And there were literally hundreds of copies of the greatest hits of 1971, 72, 73, and so on. A full 5% of the total shipment was a track of Whitney Houston singing the Star Spangled Banner. There weren't supposed to be that many duplicates sent to any one place. The distribution scheme was worked out as part of the settlement agreement between several major record companies, three major music retailers, and the states. Washington State was told by New York officials, who had the lead role in the negotiations, that they would get CDs that had appeared on the Billboard charts or had educational value. Some recipients here question whether many of their CDs met that criteria. The New York Attorney General's office declined our request for a broadcast interview, but said officials in Washington approved the list of titles they would get. Gary Larson with the Washington Attorney General's office says they were given a list, but not soon enough.
By the time the list was shared, the decisions had already been made and the agreements had already been made with the record companies to provide these titles.
The state is now seeking additional CDs to make up for the unsatisfactory ones and the duplicates. Meanwhile, schools and libraries across the country that are beginning to get their free music have set up internet sites for swapping unwanted CDs. Some places are selling theirs, no doubt at a fraction of their stated value. Washington schools and libraries were the first to get their music, and according to recipients in other states, the problem of too many duplicates has apparently been solved, and many recipients are reasonably happy with their musical windfall.
If you would characterize completely happy as 10, I'd put this venture at a 7.
Sarah Long, a past president of the American Library Association, suggests that while many of the titles would not have been on library shopping lists, they are useful.
I think most libraries that are participating in this are genuinely delighted to have free, as it were, CDs added to their collection. If you get a fair number that work for you, that's a good thing.
Some of the happiest librarians may be those in small communities who, for the first time, will have music, any music, in their collections. Wendy Kaufman, NPR News, Seattle.